Welcome back to Yang Daily. The market is burning down to the bedrock, and it looks like that might have been what it takes for people to finally realize that Andrew Yang was right all along. Let's dig in. Yang tweeted today that lower interest rates do nothing to help the 78% of citizens who aren't allowed or can't afford to take time off of work, nor the businesses losing all their customers, and that he believes the government should issue a UBI stimulus of $1,000 until the coronavirus epidemic has ended. His official endorsement of the idea and the use of the hashtag UBI stimulus has triggered the Yang Gang Twitter sphere to trend it. Mike Breuer has also come out strongly in support of it, as well as numerous leading economists from both sides of the aisle who are recommending a direct, universal cash grant over any other method, as you can see in the linked CBS article. In light of the gaining traction for this idea both at home and around the globe, and the incredible good it could serve for the economy, for preventing a recession, for helping the people, and as a test case for UBI, I think we should push this idea to the max. This is our chance. Heidi of Vets for Yang has started a petition on change.org to get the government to add a UBI stimulus of $1,000 for each adult and $500 per child immediately and a monthly stipend going forward to the COVID funding bill. Please add your name to the petition below and add your voice to the call for hashtag UBI stimulus on social media. Also, let your congressperson know that they need to support the stimulus and drop Trump a line to let him know how great a boon such a bailout of the people would be in the upcoming election, making him a popular figure among workers, business owners, and investors alike. If Trump wants it, McConnell wants it, and it will get done. We must divert them away from another bank bailout and toward a bailout for the people. Let it trickle up to the banks after it saves lives. On a related note, ABC News ran a story on a confirmed carrier of COVID violating self-quarantine to return to work at a hotel. This is just one piece of tangible evidence for Scott's argument that wage slavery and lack of paid leave are going to dramatically exacerbate the spread of the virus. It's also more evidence for UBI stimulus, which would give people the means to stay home. Yang had some other news today as well. He said that he agrees with the idea of a Yang Gang summit where people can share experience and information on how to affect change in practical ways. He also said that he plans to provide guidance and resources to grassroots leaders and efforts like these. I think it's likely that we'll see a Humanity Forward sponsoring a Humanity First summit in the future, and it sounds like there will be substantial support for anyone who wants to take a leadership role in the movement. In fact, it sounds a lot like his efforts to support Entrepreneurs for Venture for America, a venture for humanity, if you will. Nevada has a new UBI caucus member, Jonathan Royce Estabaum. And who doesn't love saying the name Estabaum? It's irresistible. Some of Estabaum's big policies are a public option for healthcare, legalizing weed, decriminalizing prostitution, expanding nuclear power, open borders, expunging the records of ex-cons, and restoring their voting rights. Estabaum supports a dramatically different version of UBI from the Freedom Dividend. From his website, quote, "We must streamline and simplify every social service and assistance program under one roof to achieve a monthly check through the Treasury as an equal dividend of 50% of tax revenue from the previous fiscal year," end quote. Now, that could be interpreted a few ways, but it sounds to me like he wants to completely replace all welfare programs with a UBI the size of half the annual tax revenue. Again, I may be reading it wrong. Regardless, it's a much more ambitious plan that requires some clarification. He also wants to reintroduce the fair tax, which is a flat universal sales tax, to replace income taxes. Unlike Yang's VAT, Estabaum makes no mention of exempting staple goods or charging higher rates on luxury goods and services to make the tax progressive. This means his fare tax would likely be regressive, as many have falsely claimed Yang's VAT would be, because the poor spend a much larger percentage of their income consuming than do the rich, meaning this tax would take a much larger chunk of their income and a much smaller chunk of the income of the rich. Targeted Pathways released a shocking report today on their findings after studying welfare programs around the world. What they found was that targeted poverty programs, i.e. means-tested and conditional programs, missed helping 44 to 97% of intended recipients. Meanwhile, Universal programs missed around 5%. This is something we know happens in the US as well, as we've talked before about how the majority of families qualifying for cash welfare, such as TANF and SNAP, receive none at all, making us entirely consistent with these findings. As Scott says, you can either focus on excluding a few people you think don't deserve the help, or on including a whole bunch of people who do need it. Universal is the way to go. Heidi hit her 1,000 subs on YouTube today and immediately published the first episode of her new podcast. It looks to focus on interviews with fellow Yang Gang and other leaders of the movement, the first of which is James Ellers. Check it out in the links below. Tully wrote a really important article for us that emphasizes how history tends to mislead us about how great change is accomplished. He explains how our history books pick out leaders of huge movements and idolize them to the point that the thousands of ordinary people who made the movement happen are marginalized. This can result in people thinking that change can only be accomplished by one of these idols, and the rest of us must wait around for their deliverance. The truth is that leaders are just the most prominent figures among a huge group of activists who all must take action to further their shared beliefs, and the same is true for us. Andrew Yang is a great man and a great leader, but we are the movement, and that is something we must never forget. Yang can only amplify and direct our efforts. That effort must continue to flow from our passion and determination. This is our fight, and we will win it. And that'll do for today's Yang Daily. Check out Esteban and Heidi's new podcast, give Tolly's article a view, sign up on the Humanity Forward website, join the Humanity Organizing Corps, but first and foremost, call your congressperson, tweet at Trump, sign the petition, and do whatever you can to get our UBI stimulus. This is our chance to make it happen, and far sooner than we expected. Let's make it happen, Yang Gang. And don't forget to Yang Daily.